Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Sometimes the value of the work you do, the projects you undertake, or the initiatives you tackle are not clear. How do you know if your new venue has the potential to be a success? And their insightful new book, Show the Value of What You Do, Measuring and Achieving Success in Every Endeavor. Patricia Phillips and Jack J. Phillips at the ROI Institute show you how to evaluate just that. Using a simplified version of their ROI methodology system, they share how to measure and improve the success of any type of project, program, or initiative in whatever type of work you do. Co-author Jack Phillips, PhD, is with us on today's This Week in America, an award-winning thought leader in the field of talent development. As a teacher, consultant, and coach, he helps individuals show the value of their work in all types of organizations. Dr. Phillips has taught his proprietary methodology to over 50,000 professionals and managers in over 70 countries. A global keynote speaker, has written over 100 books focused on the importance of showing the value of the work. Recognized internationally for his thought leadership. He serves as chair of the ROI Institute, a globally recognized consulting firm. Jack and his wife and co-author, Patricia Phillips, reside in Birmingham, Alabama. We welcome to This Week in America, Dr. Jack Phillips, co-author of Show the Value of What You Do, Measuring and Achieving Success in Any Endeavor. Dr. Phillips, welcome to the program.
Glad to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
It is our pleasure and so much to talk about. And with inflation up, unemployment down, the stock market volatile, a lot has changed and continues to change. And you say one thing that hasn't changed, though, is the need to show the value of what you do. Why is that so important, especially now?
Yes, that's a constant, as you say. We need to show the value. I think particularly now, first, maybe to get the funds for another project. Or to get the funds for our current project. So funding is an issue sometimes to be able to show the value. And also, you earn the respect that you need and maybe get the support that you need. And sometimes it helps you in your career. I mean, one of the best ways to move up in your career is to be able to show what you contribute, not just in activities, but in impacts and even ROI. So we really need to show that for our respect, support, funding, and our personal satisfaction.
I want to talk about ROI. Talk about what that means. And you've taken this methodology, simplified it. This is a methodology, as I say, you've taught to tens of thousands of people all across the world, and we're able to use that, adopt it in our own lives. First of all, ROI, if people are not familiar with the term, what exactly is that?
That's ROI's return on investment. It's an accounting term, been in the accounting field for about 200 years. It became the dominant method in accounting 100 years ago to show the value of a capital expenditure. That's buildings, tools, and equipment. But what we do is our projects is not a capital expenditure. So it's gradually moved into that arena as well. But we're basically showing what you're getting out of it in monetary terms compared to the cost of it. And the calculation is actually a percent. It's kind of like the percent that you get in your savings account when you go put your money in the bank. You know, you get maybe 3%. That's ROI, 3% per year. Well, how is that percent calculated? Well, think about it in terms of any project you have, you're going to get to monetary benefits. That's money. So you have benefits minus the costs divided by costs times 100, and that lets you put a percent on it. So if I got a 10% return on my investment, that means for every dollar I'm investing in this project, I get my dollar back plus 10 cents more. So a lot of our clients are getting 200, 300, 400% ROI. We just presented the results of a project for someone, and it was 473% ROI.
Wow.
Hey, that's amazing. But a lot of the work we do can deliver those value. The key is can, if we do it right.
Well, and you talk about how to do that, how individuals, how we all can do this in your book, Show the Value of What You Do, Measuring and Achieving Success in Any Endeavor. A guest on the program, Dr. Jack Phillips, co-author with his wife, Patricia Phillips. Book available Amazon, wherever books are sold. You'll find it at Jack's website, which is jackjphillips.com, ROIinstitute.net. We'll have all this, of course, on our website. Why is it so important for individuals? Someone will say, I'm not even sure they could put a dollar value on what it is I produce. Why is it so important for basically all of us to be able to assess and then evaluate the value of what we provide in the workplace?
Yes, you see, let's look at the value chain. So we work from a value chain that goes like this. If I got a project that I'm implementing, I'm doing it, I'm in charge of this, it's me. And I've got some people I'm working with. The first outcome that we look at is how are they reacting to this? I want them to see it as something that's needed, it's important to them, it's important to us. It's something that they will support. That's reaction. That's going to be our first level. Then there's learning. They have to learn to make this project successful. So learning is the second level. And third, they have to do something, doing something. And that's important because now we got action, activities. That's level three. We call it application. Now that's done for a consequence. And that's going to be the impact. Level four, we call it. And that's things like, hey, I'm more productive. Are we having fewer mistakes? It's taking less time. Hey, errors have gone down. Something has improved. And that's the impact. That's important. Now the ROI comes from taking those measures and converting them to money. And many of them are easily done. Convert it to money and compare it to what it's costing in our project. That's going to be the ROI. That's the ultimate accountability. It says, look, we're spending money on this project. A positive ROI means that we got more out of it than we put into it, plus some. Hey, that's what people want to see. Want more out of what you're putting into it.
I'm sure people are listening and going, but I'm not like in sales. They can't put really a dollar amount on what it is that I produce. And you start off in the book talking about the first case study you have involved successfully demonstrating the effectiveness of a chaplaincy program in the intensive care unit. Talk about that because that's so critical because you're thinking, okay, how would you be able to put a monetary assessment on that?
Yeah, we started with that story purposely because of the chaplain's role, because people think, how do you get that to money? Well, remember, it's not the behaviors that we're looking at, it's the impact. Now, in the healthcare system in this country, the chaplains are under pressure to show the value of what they do. Otherwise, they won't continue to be funded by a hospital.
Yes.
That's the situation they're in. So this particular person, Doug Stewart, says, hey, I'm going to use your process and show the value. So what he did was look at the value of having chaplains in the intensive care unit. And he just ran his own experiment himself. Let's put chaplains in a place where we haven't had chaplains before, and let's see if the length of stay goes down. And that's what they wanted. And it did. So he compared two groups, groups that don't have the chaplains to groups that do. And what he saw, that the length of stay went down, and he goes to the finance and accounting section and says, what's it cost for another day in an intensive care unit? It's quite expensive. So he ran the numbers on the cost. He looked at the cost of having a chaplain, and it calculated the actual ROI. Then he presented that to the hospital administrator. And he says, this is great. This is the kind of data I need. You know, the value of what you do is now looking very clear. It really helps us be able to get funding for what you're doing. So we start with that story because we say, look, if a chaplain can show the value of what they do, anyone can show the value of what they do.
With us on the program is Dr. Jack J. Phillips, co-author of the book, Show the Value of What You Do, Measuring and Achieving Success in Any Endeavor, book available wherever books are sold. His website is jackjphillips.com, ROIinstitute.net, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Another case study you do, which is also very important because a lot of people find themselves in this position, and that's working remotely. And I'm sure they're thinking, The boss can't see me. Sometimes that, I think in the past, has probably gone into the equation. He looks like he's productive. She looks like she's productive. She must be productive. Now you've taken that element away. Talk about the case of Paula Patel and how someone who works remotely can really emphasize the value of what they do.
Yes, it's a great example because in Paula's case, she felt that she's getting more work done. Things are working better working at home. She wanted to continue, but the employer was saying, you know, we want you to come back. But she says, but I'm doing so well here. And she says, if I can show you the business case for having me at home, would you let me stay? They said, well, perhaps, why don't we try it? So she looked at her own productivity and showed very clearly she's getting more work done. And she says, by the way, it's a factor in me staying with this company. That is, if you don't let me work at home, I'd probably be going to go somewhere else. So you're preventing a turnover. And look what a turnover's cost. At least you're preventing a big part of that. But that's going to probably be your outcome if I don't get to work at home. So it's preventing a turnover. Also, hey, I'm not taking any sick days. I'm not taking any unplanned absences. Hey, that's another payoff. So she's got absenteeism and she's got her own productivity that's increased. She can show the monetary value of that, all three of those and retention. And she says, plus, I'm saving you money. You can give up my office space and the support for that cost this much money. So you can imagine, by letting the employee work at home, the company is getting a huge ROI, just amazing ROI. And at the same time, she's getting a good positive ROI because this satisfies her. And the environment's getting a positive ROI. I don't put those emissions into the atmosphere.
Oh, yes, yes.
And the city is getting a positive ROI because I'm not congesting the traffic. So it's from every perspective is a positive ROI. So they let her work at home. So it's a great example of taking on your own initiative to show the value of what you do. In this case, letting her work at home instead of going to the office. Hey, we need more of this. You can do it.
You know, I would think at almost some point in our careers, all of us are going to have to justify how we what value we bring, how we go about doing that. Is that safe to say? I'm thinking in light of the if we think we're safe, nobody's really safe in this economy, are they?
Right. Exactly. There's no job secure anymore.
Yes.
It's really what you know, what you do, and the impact it has. And I add that critical thing of impact. It's not just what you know is going to keep you. It's not just necessarily what you do that's going to keep you, but it's what you can actually deliver. That's the impact. Now, that impact is enough for a lot of people. If I can see the impact of what you do, not just the behaviors, but the impact, that may be enough. But the real clincher is that ROI. And you're getting this much impact, and this is what it's costing you. Hey, you got a positive ROI. Your investment in me is quite good. That's going to keep you in a job or get you a new job. Showing the value of what you can deliver, and particularly at the ROI level.
You go into this in the book, show the value of what you do. But once you calculate the value of your work, how can you effectively communicate that to the decision makers in the business setting so they understand what you're saying and maybe it's approaching it from an angle they never even thought about before? Maybe you were on the cusp of being one that, you know, we could probably eliminate that position. So yeah. You're fighting for your job there. What's the most effective way to present this to the business people?
Yes, that's a big part of this process is present your results, leverage your results. You see, we want to show that, hey, this is a value. You're getting more out of this project, or you're getting more out of me than you're putting into me. I'm a good investment for you. And it might be a good case for you to give me more money, not only keep me, but give me more money. There may be a good case that I could go elsewhere if you don't do this. So you're trying to leverage it for your good, and the good of the organization you're with. How can we leverage that to make sure that it helps the organization, it helps me, it helps my career, gets me support maybe I needed, it gets me the respect that I need. So it just pays off in so many ways. The key is leveraging what you do. When you've calculated your ROI, obviously that's not over yet. You got to not only communicate it in a very compelling way, but also leverage it for your good, for their good, and anyone else. Make sure that we get the most out of it. We've seen people jumpstart their career. They're kind of blocked, but they do some of this kind of analysis, and it helps them be noticed and take off, or maybe move to another assignment and take off. So you can, it's a good way to stop a stale or blocked career sometimes, is to show the value of what you do.
Valuable information in the book, Show the Value of What You Do. Co-author Jack Phillips is our guest on the program. Much more with Dr. Phillips after these messages. Stay tuned. Coming right back on This Week in America. Welcome back to the program. To the topic today, the new book, Show the Value of What You Do, the co-author Jack Phillips with us on the program. Book available at Amazon, all the usual places. His website, jackjphillips.com. We'll have all this on our website. What if someone's afraid that if they take a look at this, they won't demonstrate a positive result? They'll look at that and go, this really is positive. I'm sorry, is negative. How do you turn that into a positive result?
That's a good question, because that's probably the number one barrier. They say, I'm not sure what I'm doing or this particular project delivers that value. So but we look at it from this perspective. You need to know what keeps it from delivering value. And this kind of analysis would uncover where it breaks down. What keeps it from working? If it should work and it doesn't, you'll know it. And you'll see clearly what you've got to change. So you're making a process improvement. You see, my first go around here shows, hey, it's not working so well. Let me make an adjustment or two so I can get it to where we need to be. It's important because we got something that probably adds value, but there's something getting in the way, but we can change it to get there. And that's, we want to keep working. We got to be proactive on this. What we don't want to wait is this, for someone to come and ask us the value or else. We don't need that, because then it's too late to make any adjustments or changes, and ROI is now on their agenda, not yours, and you're defensive and you want to be on the offensive. So don't wait for someone to do this. Do it yourself. Even if it might be negative, you can make adjustments to make it positive.
In the book, Show the Value of What You Do, you touch on the five levels of measuring the success of a project. And it's interesting, because has the definition of success changed? Does it change from individual to individual? How do we go about approaching that?
Yes, I think overall the success levels have changed, or the definition. You know, if you just think about a leader for a minute, sometimes we thought a good leader is someone we admire, we respect, we really like this person. Well, that's how we're reacting to that leader. Yes, that's one level. That's our first level, reaction. But then we realize their leaders are very smart. We learn from them. They're so smart, we just get good information, things that we need to know to be successful. Hey, we're learning. That's a level of success. But then we get really into the next level. If that person influences me to do something, they've caused me to do something. Hey, that's action. That's, we call that application. You're getting me to apply something I've learned from you. Do it. And so, hey, that's successful. You've got a successful leader because they can influence us to do things. But then we say, well, wait a minute. Success doesn't occur until they've actually accomplished something, an impact. Hey, that's the definition we really need. What impact did they drive? What impact did they cause? The consequence, productivity, quality, time, those kinds of things. But then we'd say, is it worth it? Is it worth it for the leader? Is it worth it for the follower? The worth it question is the ROI. So what we suggest for leader success, you've got these five levels of outcome. How people react, what do they learn, what do they do, and the impact, and then the ROI. And so I'd say success has changed. We often think of success is there when someone does something. But so most people would agree, not really. If you don't have a consequence for doing something, you don't have that impact. Impact is so critical. And if we really want to know if it's a good use of the time and funds that we're putting into this, the ROI is going to tell us that. So some people want that definition. So I think definition of success has moved to what we call level 4 and 5 these days, impact and ROI. That's what we really need.
You've worked with so many businesses, companies, organizations worldwide on return of investment. Talk about their thinking as you go in and you start dealing with them and going through the methodology that you've actually come up with over the course of decades. Is their first thought, how receptive are they to what you are saying, or are they in the mindset that return on investment, we just need to go through and cut budgets? Do they do a thoughtful process as they're going through this reevaluation process?
Well, that's what we try to convince them. You don't just cut costs to get you out of a jam.
Yes.
You have to do other things. And maybe you need to invest in some things. And so maybe you need to spend money on some things to get it going. And so our reaction is they not sure it's going to work, but so we have to convince them that it can. We may have to show them with some examples and that it can make a big difference in terms of the value of things. Now, I have to say we started first with the business about 30 years ago, but over the years, our work has shifted. We're now in mostly the non-business area, nonprofits, non-government organizations, governments, charitable groups, and even faith-based groups such as the chaplain that we just talked to you about. So nonprofits really love this because they struggle too. They struggle for getting funds. So they need to get donors to give money. You have to show the donor something in return. And that in return is either an impact or sometimes even ROI. So nonprofits love this because it can help them be more efficient in running a nonprofit, and it can help them get more donors to drive the good things that they do. And it could be a good way of validating the value proposition that they deliver to the community. So good reactions around when they see what it can do and how it can help them.
I'm thinking as people are going through, I really need to make sure that I'm valuable to my employer. And after you reach show the value of what you do, I'm thinking maybe it's a good time for some employees to sort of reevaluate the way they do their job. See that, okay, I could be a little better in this area. This area is more busy work than it's productive work. What message do you want us to take away as we read, show the value of what you do? I'm including self-assessment in there as we're going through that. It's like, I can maybe make myself more valuable to the organization.
Yes, our message is to be proactive on this. I doubt your boss is going to say, show me the ROI of what you do. They're just not accustomed to doing that or thinking that way. But you can think that way. So be proactive. They know what your skill sets are. That's one thing. They see you operate with those skills. That's important. But it's really the outcomes, the impacts. So you got to remind the boss of those impacts, but you got to have credible data. You have data showing this actually improved, and here's how it's connected to what I've just done. Then you take it to the next level. Say, by the way, for this project, it costs this much money. But look at the monetary value of the outcome. This positive ROI for my project here is this much. That's a kind of thinking they probably hadn't seen. That's would be impressive for them. That would make you so more valuable to them because it's taking them beyond of just being busy to just accomplishing and adding more value than you're actually costing. So be proactive. That's the key thing.
A minute or so left. You've done an excellent job in show the value of what you do. It's a guide, isn't it? If somebody's listening going, boy, that's a lot to absorb there. You really lay it out for us, don't you? I mean, you go through, sort of take us by the hand and walk us through the process, how we can justify our value to the organization.
Yes. We want this particular book, we've written lots of other books, but they typically were thicker, lots of pages, probably averaging about 300 or 400 pages, maybe five, and a little too complicated. So we knew there's so many people needed this, but they're afraid of a big, thick book with a lot of formulas. So we brought this down to a very concise and simple way. It's only 150 pages, lots of stories there, showing how others have used this to make a difference in their world, in their work, in their career. And yes, you can do it. It lays out lots of examples, a lot of processes there. Keep it simplified and engaging. The stories are so important, so impactful, and so touching for some of them. So we hope that you see this as a tool that can make a difference in your world and the people around you. We invite you to get involved, go down this path, and show the value for what you do.
And a number of case studies that I mentioned on several, but they're very relatable. As you read through those, it's like, okay, I understand that's somewhat similar to my situation, a couple modifications, and I'm going to be prepared to go in and to show my value to the organization. Well, the time has gone by so quickly. The book is Show the Value of What You Do, Measuring and Achieving Success in Any Endeavor, by Patricia Phillips and Jack Phillips. Jack Phillips, Dr. Jack Phillips, has been our guest on the program today. Book at Amazon, Jack's website, jackjphillips.com, the ROIinstitute.net. Dr. Phillips, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's been our pleasure. Show the value of what you do. Our guest has been Jack Phillips, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.